The Legends of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle by Washington Irving. Retold by Anne Collins. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Chapter 1. The Ghost of the Soldier. On the eastern bank of the great Hudson River in North America, there is a small town. Its name is Tarrytown. Once the town had a different name. Why did it change? This is the reason. Wives often sent their husbands to the market in the town to buy and sell things. "Come back quickly," the wives always said. But the husbands never returned home quickly. They stayed, or tarried, in the town, and they drank beer at the inns there. So people started to call the place Tarrytown. About 2 miles from Tarrytown is a little hollow, or valley, between some high hills. A small river runs through this valley. The valley is a very peaceful place. Everyone who goes there soon feels peaceful. They quickly forget their troubles. And everyone who lives there always feels sleepy. Because of this strange, peaceful feeling, the valley is called Sleepy Hollow. Dutch settlers first came to Sleepy Hollow early in the 17th century. They made their homes there. But before the Dutch people came, Native Americans had lived there. These people believed in many different spirits. Perhaps these spirits made Sleepy Hollow a strange and mysterious place. There was something very strange about the people who lived in Sleepy Hollow in the early years of the 19th century. They were as peaceful and as sleepy as the valley itself. They believed strongly in God, but they also believed very strongly in ghosts and spirits. They often saw strange things at night. They often heard music in the forest when nobody else was there. There were many stories about ghosts and spirits in Sleepy Hollow and the area near it. The most famous of these stories was about the ghost of a man on a horse. Lots of people saw the man. That is what they said. He rode a huge black horse, as fast as the wind. He was always seen late at night, and there was something even more terrible about him. He had no head. So the people who lived in the area called him the Headless Horseman. Many people had seen the Headless Horseman late at night. He rode in Sleepy Hollow, and he also traveled on the other roads in the area. He was often seen near a small church a few miles from the valley. Who was this Headless Horseman? Nobody really knew, but some people told a story about him. "The Headless Horseman is the ghost of a soldier," they said. "This soldier was killed in the war between Britain and the American colony. There was a terrible battle in this area. In this battle, the soldier's head was shot off by a cannonball from a British gun. His body was taken to a little church near the battlefield," these people continued. "It was buried in the graveyard next to the church. But his head still lies somewhere on the battlefield. Every night, the horseman rides back to the battlefield to look for his head. But he never finds it, and he always has to return to the graveyard before dawn. All ghosts have to go back to their graves before the daylight comes. And the Headless Horseman is always in a hurry, because he's always late. That's why he rides so fast."